Another NBA preview today, and we are turning our attention to the Chicago Bulls. Julia Poe from the Chicago Tribune covers the Chicago Bulls with us right now. Julia, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to chat with us again for this project, getting ready for the NBA season. Let's go ahead and start when it comes to the Bulls to, last year and kind of, how things transpired. Certainly there was, the trade that they made leading into the season with Alex Caruso, being sent to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Certainly the Thunder were very thankful for that. But when it comes to just the season as a whole, how it played out, there were some, some hot moments, some times where the Bulls were just, getting up and down the floor like crazy. What were your takeaways from the season as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, yes, last season was interesting in two parts. First, it was kind of the completion of a years-long project of moving off of several key players. You mentioned Alex Caruso, obviously, but I think the big thing was kind of the detachment from Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, and then kind of all of that was completed this summer with Lonzo Ball. Nikola Vucevic is the only player remaining from that initial project put together by the current front office as kind of their first go at trying to put a team together here in Chicago. So, that was a huge development for this team. On the other hand, though, just kind of felt like a repetition of a lot of things that we've seen from the Bulls year after year after year in terms of where they ended up losing to Miami in the play-in tournament for the third year in a row. I mean, it's just kind of this freaky repetition. It makes you feel like a little bit of deja vu in the playoffs for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so now that they have kind of moved on from that core for the most part, they do, re-sign Josh Giddey. I know there were some, questions of, what that would look like, if that would happen, how that would happen. I guess they eventually get that done. Speak to what we saw from Giddey there in his, first year in Chicago and, their decision to commit to him for 4 years.
Definitely. I mean, Josh was the best encapsulation of what you said about some of those high highs and low lows. As an offensive playmaker, as a creator, he's one of the most creative young guards I've kind of seen go to work in that position. At the same time, there were a lot of moments in the season last year when he was just an outright defensive liability, even had to be benched against Cleveland early in the season because he simply just could not handle some of the switches and some of the situations that the Cavs were putting him into. And I think, there was a lot of growth from Josh Giddey last season. I think the team, the front office, the coaching staff really felt that given his age, because he's a lot younger than folks really, I think, kind of peg him as sometimes, I think they see a lot of potential, a lot of future for him to grow into those highs and kind of thaw down some of those rough edges. But I think there's still a lot of question marks for Josh, even going into, like you said, this four-year, $100 million deal that the team was able to put together for him.
Mm-hmm. Another player, obviously, that is really interesting, I think, to most Bulls fans, and me, myself, not necessarily a Bulls fan, but Modest Mozeles and kind of what he was able to do in his rookie year. There was so much intrigue to him, just overall athleticism, maybe inside-outside stuff coming in. What do we see from him in year one?
Yeah, I think Modest Mozeles is one of the best decisions that the Bulls have made in the last couple of years. He's a player that every time that he's out there for a game, they kept a really short leash on him at the start of the season. He did not get a lot of minutes until really after the All-Star break, which came at the frustration of a lot of Bulls fans. But anytime that he's on the court, there's just that little glimmer, that little spark of something special there, whether it's how he creates, whether it's how ruthlessly he goes after dunks at the rim. He's just a very interesting, very innovative player whose ceiling really feels very undefined right now in a positive way. And I think that, with his age, with the promise that he showed, and with, again, the growth that he made as a defender even in year one, I think that Mozeles is going to come in as a starter this year and have just a lot of potential. This is a huge growth year that can really kind of define what his role is going to look like in Chicago moving forward.
I think those are two, big Josh Giddey and Mozeles in terms of people on the court that'll be, really intriguing this year. Maybe the most intriguing, though, for the Bulls, for their future at least, would be Coby White. Obviously, what he's done on the floor has been fantastic. He is, this is his last year in his current contract, likely seeking 30-plus million per year, in this next contract. In terms of the trade situation, but I guess I will. If it kind of goes downhill for the Bulls, will he be in major trade talks, or will the Bulls be looking to keep him, then negotiate with him, try to negotiate here before the season actually gets going, or how do you see this thing playing out?
Yeah, I definitely think that Coby White will continue to be. I mean, he's been a name in trade talks for a long time for the Bulls. He's always been a piece that they have been interested in kind of figuring out the market value of. He has not been held off the table really at any point in the last couple of years. And I think that that's going to continue going into his contract year. Obviously, that season where he was runner-up for most improved player really kind of peaked his value up to a point that is, I think, very reflective of the work that he's put in, but also makes him a difficult asset to retain if you are trying to build around young talent. You can't keep giving them these big second or tertiary contracts. You've got to start kind of working in a different direction. So, you know, the Bulls love Coby. I think everyone in Chicago loves Coby. His role has not stayed consistent, however, from year to year. Mm-hmm. And when the team brought in Josh Giddey last year at point guard, it really kind of pushed Coby back into that secondary position. And I think with Giddey signing that new contract, that is a little bit of a statement of intent of, this is the focal point, this is our point guard, and all of that other young talent that we're thinking about, it's kind of going to be operating around Josh Giddey and Montrezl Bozelas, and that means Coby White is maybe in a little bit of a different position than he's been in the past.
Yeah. All right, so that'll be definitely worth following throughout the year there. Julia Pogan, Chicago Tribune, talking Chicago Bulls in her latest NBA preview. All right, the number 12 pick, Noah Essang, I believe, a Frenchman. What do you know about him?
Yeah, Noah is a really interesting guy. You know, this is kind of the first, at least in the time that I've been covering the Bulls, this is the first international rookie that I've covered. Comes in from France and very young player. I think that's the big thing that we saw first from draft day. This is a guy that was 18 when he was drafted. And that means that there is a lot of room to grow, and the Bulls are not going to put a quick timeline on that. They have not even really put a quick timeline on how soon he's going to be playing for the Bulls in Chicago. He might be kind of up at Windy City for a bit. So I think in terms of Noah, the big things to know are they're excited about his defense. They're excited about how he runs the court in the open court, kind of what he can do around the rim. Everything else around that is fairly raw. There's a lot that he's going to need to work on in terms of his shot, in terms of what he can do kind of when he's off the ball. And that takes time. Saw it with Montas last year, and I think Noah is even maybe a little bit more of a project than that.
All right, so we kind of alluded to it, you know, skirted around it just a little bit and talking about, you know, the Coby White situation. You look at what, you know, some of the big numbers or big money that currently is on the Bulls roster with Vucevic and Zach Collins, Patrick Williams, Kevin Huerter. When it comes to the Bulls, and I think maybe the thing that makes it a little more complicated is the uncertainty of the East and how it might be a little easier to get into the playoffs, and you might just not even mean to get into the playoffs. So the Bulls have never committed to a full teardown. They've never actually done the full teardown rebuild thing. I mean, is that something that you see happening, Julia, or is it just not in the cards for the Bulls and what they like to do?
It's not something that I see in the cards, honestly. I think that if that was something that they were interested in doing it, they would have done it maybe a year or two ago mm-hmm. when they were in a better position to ship off players that were in really excellent kind of spots in their contracts. That's just not how this front office operates. They don't like to rip things up too quick. They like to have a certain level of, I think, stability and consistency. Those are two buzzwords that you hear a lot in Chicago. And so, no, I don't think there will be any rush to do so. This is not a team that even last year was prepared to or able to commit to a tank. And so I do think that this is a team in kind of an awkward position because, like you said, easy to get – or not easy, but it's a little bit easier to get into maybe these playoffs in the Eastern Conference. Feels like almost frustrating timing where I think if you look back at – how this Bulls roster looked 2 years ago, even they might be able to say, okay, let's put our heads down and push and make something interesting happen in the postseason. But instead they're stuck in this really transitional year at a time when the East is just wide open.
Yeah. Anybody else that we haven't really, touched on when it comes to the Bulls this year that, is intriguing, is important in deciding kind of how this season goes?
Well, I think every season I'm interested in seeing just kind of what the Bulls get out of Patrick Williams. You mentioned him earlier. And, his case here in Chicago has been, I think, rather frustrating for the organization, for the fans, for Patrick himself. He obviously did not choose to be drafted where he was and the expectations that kind of fell on his shoulders from there. But with where he's at in a very large contract, he has once again been moved to the bench, this time for a 19-year-old rookie was able to take his position last year. And it's not really clear for the Bulls what it will take to not even just get the best out of Patrick, but to rehab his trade value to kind of give him a path forward in this league. And I think that how this team approaches that in again, a very transitional year where kind of the stakes are a little bit different. I'm just really curious to watch how that plays out.
All right. So what would define a successful Chicago Bulls season?
Oh, that is a great question. I think my main thing would be seeing a lot of growth out of those three young players we talked about, Matas Bezelis, Noah Esenge, and Josh Giddey. If all three of those players can take substantive steps forward, I think that no matter where this team ends up, even no matter what their draft pick looks like, that will be some level of success because it will at least kind of prove their model of wanting to build around kind of that trio and build around that young talent.
Makes sense. Bonus question for you. What happens with this Angel Reese situation here in the offseason?
Oh, man, that's the question that we're all waiting for. We're right. Still waiting on our exit interview. It's been that still hasn't even been scheduled. So you're asking the wrong person.
Okay.
But, no, I think we're right now in the cooler heads prevail point of the off season. I think everyone's just kind of trying to take a little bit of a break, cool off, and I think all parties are going to come back together in a few weeks and probably have a little bit more of a normal conversation about the situation.
Mm-hmm. Julia Poe, Chicago Tribune, covering the Chicago Bulls and Chicago Sky there. A little question right there on our NBA preview. Julia, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it, and enjoy the season, all right?
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.